Carpenter doesn't make any difference to his cultural and historical importance because his films changed the world.
You got the job on The Green Hornet, where you played Cato the chauffeur, mainly because you're the only Chinese-looking guy who could pronounce the name of the leading character, Britt Reed.
I made that as a joke, of course. And it's a heck of a name, man. Yeah. I mean, every time I said it at that time, I was super conscious.
Mr. Reed's residence.
As a kid, we watched Green Hornet for him. We could care less about Green Hornet. I mean, he had a fly car. I'll give him props for the car. But Cato was incredible.
Everybody in the neighborhood was fighting to be Bruce Lee, not the Green Hornet.
A lot of stunt guys on the Green Hornet didn't know how to react, because you do the old John Wayne, you throw a punch and the guy goes down. With him, it's boom, 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 lightning fast.
And there's a shot of Bruce, and he's doing a kick, and his thigh, his inner thigh, is flat against his chest. And we would just look at that kick like, are you kidding me? Look how incredible this guy can kick.
I just think about what my dad said about his first sort of foray into Hollywood. And there are all these seasoned actors doing their thing, and he felt like the only robot in the room. That's something I can really relate to in my life, like back when I was acting, and I was trying so hard to impress the right people.